Hey everyone.
Cozy girl fall.
Cozy girl fall.
I'm gonna do this podcast like Ariana Grande.
What's typing up, you guys? It's that time of the week.
Hey.
We're here. Just Stewart this week. Ashlyn is going to Utah to see her girlfriend.
And the Mormons. And Soak with her
the
lady.
Mormons. And we are here. Last pod of the year.
Last pod of the year. You guys had a great year.
It's yeah. Right.
What a year. What a year. I had a year. At the end of every year, I'm like, it was supposed to be amazing. And then there's always one thing that throws a little linchpin.
Yeah.
2020 was supposed to be fire. I thought after 2020, I was going to be Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
And then I celebrated New Year's going into 2021 in like COVID, like eating like fucking COVID literally snacks with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
In our little quarantine hovel.
But we spent it together, right? Didn't we discuss this recently?
What?
No, before 2020, we spent together at your place.
And then 2021 was
2021 was when we were all like alone.
Right.
2020 into 2021.
Yes.
Because we were all still COVIDing.
Right.
And then last year I was just at New York Comedy Club, but it was still like new COVID.
Party vibes.
Like new. I keep forgetting that this is like the first year post COVID. Because I was telling you, like, why was it so fucking intense?
I know. Yeah. It explains a lot.
We sat around for 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we got thrust into everything.
Yeah. I feel like I grew like 10 years in a year.
Me too.
I feel like,
I like the Grinch. Three sizes literally bigger.
I feel like I've aged. Like it's showing in the wrinkles and a wrinkle in time.
It's definitely not showing, Caroline.
It's not showing.
Oh, your buckle fat is like
my buckle fat.
Wait, what's the buckle fat? Because I keep seeing it.
Let's discuss. Okay. Let's discuss. And before we discuss, let me drop some 2023 stuff for you guys. I'm going to be back out with Theo Vaughn. I think we're going to Colorado a little bit. But if you guys live in Austin, D.C., St. Louis, what else is on there? Plano, Texas. Lots of dates on the Cal. So MaddieSmithComedy.com. We had a time and a half this weekend at Mohegan Sun.
Yo,
Casino.
Shout out to the fucking Mohegan Sun. Feeling like the White Lotus.
We were acting like we were in rehab.
We were thriving.
Mohegan Sun is like a casino in Connecticut. We didn't go outside. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of casino where you can go from your room to the club to a restaurant to Sephora to Coach to the slot machine.
They had shops there?
They had shopping.
They had Coach and Sephora?
Yes, they had a Sephora. They had a Coach. They had a Cruisette.
I almost bought a Coach purse.
Almost bought a Coach purse.
They had a Chico's.
Chico's.
For the ladies.
They had the old general store.
Ye old general store.
They had slots. They had two different casinos.
They had Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets.
Starbucks.
Michael Jordan Steakhouse.
Michael Jordan Steakhouse.
Tao.
You're wearing your nails now.
Stuart did my stick on
nails.
Oh,
I did the nails.
That I got
so
Sephora.
Cute. You guys, we are a press-on pod.
We both have press-ons.
If you're a local press-on company or you work for a press-on company, please sponsor us.
We will
wear them.
Because we will wear them.
We
will use them. We'll do them live on the pod. Stuart was like pressing mine on while we were watching a rom-com. It was like the cutest thing I've ever done in my life.
It's so cute.
And my nails are fucking on fleek.
They look amazing.
I'm about to get engaged just so I can be like, I didn't even see it coming. Do you know what I mean? We had a time. We went to Tao.
Okay.
And Tao, as you know.
Lots to say about Tao.
It's supposed to be like Bella Hadid. Mm-hmm. Although, I don't know if it says much anymore. Definitely when I first moved to New York, I was like, oh my God, Tao,
it was
Tao,
like,
Tao.
I can get into Tao.
Yeah, Tao, Kylie Jenner,
now
Kendall.
Now it's kind of like Catch.
Now it's, yeah.
Where Cat, it's like
yeah.
a little
or
over.
Or like Carmine's.
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that. But we went Carbone. I don't know.
Kind of.
Yeah. We went at the Tao in the casino,
mm-hmm.
and we like wore our little furs and
we
I
like
my
dressed
nails.
Up. Nails.
Ashlyn had like a crop, like a fucking sheer
shirt.
Ashlyn,
she was a really wealthy like lesbian.
Nice.
And the vibes were amazing. There was like Buddhas everywhere. We walked like over like a
the
little
music.
River to get to our table, like a little like chopstick holder that was like a little ass up Buddha, you know, like
which I did steal.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
you stole it. Good.
Yeah, and Ashlyn took it too. It says on the bottom, "Stolen from Tao."
Yeah.
Oh, merch.
But you know what
merch.
Else? You know what else stole? We stole from Tao. Food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
We're all slurpity slurping.
Murdered.
We're like, oh my God, this. Oh, shrimp is good, blah, blah, blah. Stuffing our face. Uh-huh. And then Stuart, it hit Stuart first.
Oh my God, poor
it hit Stuart first. Our theory is that it was the hot and sour soup. Because that was the one thing that the three of us guzzled.
We
and
loved
then my
it.
Shit the next day for sure smelled and felt like hot and sour, hot sour soup.
Burned your asshole.
Yeah.
Burned the asshole and through. It clean through.
There was like bamboo strips in my shit.
Oh, and there was bamboo strips in the sweet and sour soup.
Oh my
God. Or hot and sour soup.
Yeah. Putting the clues together.
Listen. And everyone was like, the soup, the soup, the soup. That was the one thing everyone was munching. And it came with like a shrimp toast.
Okay.
When you think about it, like the food poisoning does always come from the thing you love the most.
That's so what it's heartbreaking.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe it was the pork, but I feel like meat doesn't really have like that much food poisoning as much as like a vegetable.
Yeah, that's true.
We were saying the soup, but we also had lettuce wraps. And it we could talk have been about lettuce wrap. The day later, like E. coli lettuce.
You leave that shit lingering.
And you were munching hard on the lettuce wraps.
I went hard on
you first.
Now, let's not say I was munching. I had one lettuce wrap.
No.
You want to talk about lettuce wrap?
I remember you had a phone. Yeah, you were cool.
No, I am the only one that ate a full
But you
one.
Like a lettuce wrap more.
Yeah.
Because I was eating the sushi. This is how we knew. Because the sushi also tasted like baby diapers. And it was like a crab roll that was supposed to be their best one.
Pussy.
Tasted like
the
literal
sushi
pussy.
Was horrible.
Tasted like pussy. Only Ashlyn and I ate that. But,
only Ashlyn. Yeah. I didn't eat it, but it looked horrible.
Ashlyn was guzzling on the sushi. But the one common thing was the soup.
Okay.
The soup. Do not get me wrong. I would eat a bowl of it now.
It was good.
It was good. It was good.
It was good. No. Here's my thing. Like, I don't know. Was it Tao as an institution or is it the fact that like we're in a casino?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like
that's
a cruise
the other
ship.
Thing. It's like when you eat on a cruise ship or at an airport.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to, if you go to a fucking, what's a good restaurant? What's a New Orleans restaurant that everyone goes to?
Ooh, Felix's.
Okay. What Felix's in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
Not gonna be
as good. It's not going to be. Yeah.
You can't guarantee the
casino,
the
gumbo in a casino. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
It's not going to be good. However,
totally.
It was not good.
Right.
Oh.
Everything else was not banging. The soup, fire.
Yeah.
The orange chicken that was like $25 for the thing could have been bought a
right.
block
bought
away
over here
for $4.
Soup fire, shrimp toast fire, lettuce wraps were good.
They were good.
How were the drinks?
Good, fine. Fine. Not like holy shit.
Right.
Like
not
there was one
shit.
That was like a smoking drink and it's like $80.
Not a smoke, not like weed.
No, no, it was like this drink was smoking.
Oh yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
it was like, wait, could you smoke in the casino?
No. That was it's the one where you I guess you can't.
Mm.
But that made it nice.
Yeah.
It made this casino was really nice.
It's not really good.
It was like a nicer, because Stuart's been to Atlantic City. I've been to Atlantic City. That's like sad.
Right.
That's when you're like,
sad.
I don't want to live in America.
Right.
This was like, okay, like we're in rehab.
This was like, I could live in America.
Right.
I would rather be in France. I mean,
would
some of the people
France?
Were shocking.
Right.
Yeah. There
How
was
so?
Some ugly motherfuckers.
There was ugly people.
And there was also like, you could tell we were the only ones who had like lucid thoughts. Like we were the only ones like,
isn't that amazing?
Who didn't. Our lives weren't predetermined. You know
right.
what I mean? We were the only ones with free will in that casino.
Yeah.
And you could tell because we would run around laughing at stuff and people would poke their heads out of stores.
Oh,
like
what are you laughing at? This is
it
normal
was like
to
we
me.
Were the villagers in Beauty and the Beast. Like everyone was
yes.
like, what's
yes.
going
yes.
on there?
Yeah. Look, there she goes. That girl is so peculiar. That was us.
That
yeah.
was us.
That
so
was us.
Many old women asked me questions. Every time I would be alone on
mm-hmm.
the elevator or something, an old woman would come on and be like, now which floor? So one of these is... I'm like, ma'am, please, not today. Oh my God, I just got screamed at on the train.
Why?
I just remembered. Can I tell you the
Absolutely.
Story?
Absolutely.
You guys. So it was sort of my fault because I'm reading a really good book right
okay.
now. And
okay, Matilda.
Okay, literally Matilda. And I sometimes I get lost in the book.
Lost in the sauce.
And I take three trains to get here, but
mm-hmm.
it's all one stop mm-hmm. until I get to the end. So when I take the 7, it's only one stop. But sometimes I get caught up in a whirlwind
yeah.
of my own day and reading. And I'm reading. And the train was so packed. And it's like, it's really bad like to come here at this time. Because it's like
yeah.
all the miserable people getting off
yeah.
work.
Coming back
who have
place.
Like horrible jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like packed and crowded. And I'm like reading. I get caught up in the reading. And then I realize I have to get off. And I'm like, oh no. And I said, sorry. As I push through. But I've been getting a little... liberal with my pushing.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. I do it too.
I push sometimes because it really bothers me when people are on their phones.
Yeah, they
or
gotta
when
move.
They like don't move or like
or they're right in front of the train little, door and you're like
or like be a little aware. So like I will push people sometimes, like especially when I go up on the escalator and like people are like halfway out that. With their bags. So I was pushing. I shouldn't have pushed. But I'm like, sorry. I said, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I said it once. I said, excuse me, sorry. And this woman like won't let me go. Like is like blocking me. And I like pushed her. I like barreled kind of through and like stumbled out of the train. And she's like, you're supposed to say excuse me.
No,
excuse
me.
And she did say excuse me. And she starts yelling, excuse me. You're supposed to say. And I'm just standing on the train platform and the doors aren't closing yet. And she's just going. And I go, I said it. I did say it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And then she just keeps going. Oh my God. She was crazy for sure. God. She just kept going. You're supposed to, you haven't even heard of that. Like, just
this is how wars are started.
But she was blocking me. I'm like, you were ready to fight go with away. Me, no matter who I had been.
I'm sorry you woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I think sometimes with my like red hair and white face and like really nice coat, like, people hate me. And I'm like, I get it. I don't like me either.
Red hair, white face, really nice coat. Who's got a, do you ever hear that Raffy song? Who's got a coat that's ringing red? Santa's got a coat that's big and red. Who's got a white face and a nice coat? Stuart's got a white face and a night coat. You're supposed to say, excuse me, on the train. Don't push me. Hey. Must be Santa. You guys remember Raffy?
Santa.
Must be Santa. I went to a Raffy concert.
Is he like for kids?
Yeah.
Raffy
Barney.
And he did this song.
Wait, let me Google Raffy.
He did the song, Petit Papa Noel.
How do you spell Raffy?
R-A-F-F-I. Okay. Pull up Raffy. He's kind of a zaddy. We had this whole Christmas album.
Didn't he do like up Banana Phone or something?
Yeah. Baby Beluga.
Wow.
This is like the original Mac DeMarco.
Wheels on the Bus.
With that hat.
Yeah. Wait, he is the OG. He would fit in at Bernie's.
Can you pull up his Christmas album, Caroline? Yeah, sure. Let me see what's
Brush Your Teeth? What's Brush Your Teeth?
Probably he's probably like, brush your teeth left to right. Some shit like that.
Wow.
Kids love him.
Banana Phone?
Women want to blow him.
His Christmas album?
Yeah, what songs are on there?
Hold on.
He does the one that's like, he does it. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And then the kids are singing along. He goes, all right, we're going to change it up. We fish you a Hairy Christmas.
Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
And Frosty a happy
up on the housetop.
Happy new dear.
Yeah, something like that.
On Christmas morning.
Oh, that's the one that slaps. Okay. So it goes, on Christmas morning, I'll wake up bright and early, be the first one out of bed with a mistletoe above my head.
Okay.
On Christmas morning, we can sing and celebrate and keep the spirits great all through the day. That shit slaps. I'm going to be playing that on my walk.
You got to play
that. They'll be thinking I'm playing fucking future. No,
Raffy.
Raffy is my future.
Raffy.
Okay, so we had a good time, and then the next day we went to the Michael Jordan Steakhouse.
That was fire.
Which was fire. It wasn't a casino, so there were some mid things about it, but we enjoyed the salads, the wedge salad. We didn't get sick.
Shout out to our waitress Janine.
Shout out to Janine, who we were vibing with heavily, and we got this massive. We split a huge.
I'm saying, yeah, keep going.
A huge porterhouse.
Yum.
Steak. Porterhouse is like a slimmer cut, right?
It's like I think so. Like, I think ribeye is the fatty one, but it's like really good.
But porterhouse is usually like a more because it's the marrow, right?
Maybe, yeah.
So she gave us some shit, and it came out like this. And we'll pull the picture up, Michael. And the big fucking bone sticking right out the middle, like a cock.
Looking like a dick.
It looked like a cock.
Yeah.
And it was very... we immediately were like, oh. And the server was like, yeah, I get that a lot.
He's like, everyone says that.
Then we stop serving it. It's triggering for me.
It was so weird. The bone was straight up like a fucking dick.
It looked like a cock.
Really, I saw pictures and I was like, who's the chef? Come back.
Michael Jordan. He's a pervert.
Michael Jordan is trying to like send a signal.
Yeah.
The food was pretty phallic. Like the garlic bread was like little pieces of like it was like, you know,
cum
like this.
Kind of around it.
With cum. They pour the cum around it.
Oh my God.
The food was slightly sexual, so I think there's a conspiracy afoot.
Yes, we'll be writing about it for
I
the
bet
cut.
He's like a. Who's he? Who's his? Is his wife Aisha?
No.
Curry. That's Steph Curry's wife. God damn it. I don't know.
Anyone. I don't know Michael Jordan's wife.
I don't know. Who's Michael Jordan's wife?
Yvette Prieto?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, of course. I was going to say that next.
Oh, yes, Yvette.
The shows were great. Saturday after the show, Stuart... We had a few drinks. Stuart rode the mechanical bull.
I rode the bull.
Oh my God, was
the
it men hard?
Were
Dude,
watching.
It was fucking hard. Yeah. And it was, I looked horrible. I was going to post a video of me doing it. And I didn't realize you jump on. Like, I wish I had like.
You're supposed to like go like, bleep.
You're supposed to like jump on the bull. And oh, I could not get
as
on
it's going?
It. He like puts it down.
And so you're supposed to like swing over like one shot. One oh swing God. Over.
And I like could not get on for a while. And then apparently he was doing it really slow.
Because when another girl went on, it was like, we could see her panties.
Oh my God, I saw girls in panties. Ashlyn was like a full straight man. Every
no,
time
fully.
A hot girl, she'd be like, yo, look at that girl.
Oh like a God. Waitress would walk by and she'd be like.
Yeah, she was a full straight man at the casino. When they played blackjack one night, Ashlyn was like.
She was posting up. She was like tipping.
Oh she was like tipping. God. Like
she was like
flipped. Tipping like,
let me
she's like,
it.
Let me hit. No,
and I'm
no
like,
dice.
What does a king mean?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're like vaping and like yeah. sucking on vodka soda.
Literally. But then Ashlyn and I, that night after you rode the bull, Ashlyn and I started getting drunk. Mm. We walked to the nightclub that's in the casino. It's like igloo themed.
It's like full igloo. And there's it's like you're in an ice castle.
An ice castle.
Like,
oh
walk around.
There's a line of like 8 people. And I'm like drunk and I'm like, Ashlyn, tell him I'm wild and out.
Oh my God.
And Ashlyn walked right up to the bouncers and they let us go in.
And they were like, oh my. Well, one of the guys was like.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to like mess with us. And then he was like, I love wild and out. He's yeah. like, go right in. We skipped all like this line.
And the guy behind us was like, is that the comedian?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The guy behind
famous.
Us was like, is that the comedian? We want to go. And we were like. No,
please. No, sorry, no photos. Sorry.
And then we got in and it wasn't cool.
Okay.
But it was fun.
It wasn't still. Cool, but then Ashlyn and I got fucking lit.
I mean, that's fun and cool.
There's videos of us fun. Dancing that Ashlyn sent me and
oh
I have
God.
Like the Tito's bandana around
oh
my,
my
head.
God.
And we just got fucking turnt.
Did you guys meet anybody at the bar?
Oh, there's a guy in there.
I'm so hammered. I'm literally hammered.
Oh my God. The music.
I don't remember an ounce of that.
The music. They were playing that song all weekend.
All weekend. So we got Ashlyn and I we were knocking knees for a long time. We danced for like over an hour.
Knocking knees.
And then I woke up the next day, my knee was fucking inflamed.
We're not.
We had a cone before we went to bed. Mm-hmm. Stuart got Ben and Jerry's before us.
And then
I remember Ashlyn and I were like lit in the club and we got a text from you that was like, the line is long, just to let you know.
It was the cutest thing I ever read.
Oh yeah, because it was short when the line was long after
yeah,
we got
when
in.
We went, it wasn't at all. So Ashlyn and I sat in the lobby and then we were arguing about relationships for like an hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
In a
that
good
sounds
way.
Like a. It's like you almost like a mall.
It was like
it
hanging,
was like
it
a
was
mall.
Like, yes, living
that's
in a.
Fun.
It was like living in a fucking mall. It
for,
was the best
for a
feeling
weekend.
Ever.
It was great.
That sounds fun.
It was great. One more piece of drama. One more piece of drama from the weekend. So after Tao, mm-hmm. we went back up to the room because mm-hmm. we had one show at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that food, like,
it was bad.
Put me in,
yeah.
like, before the food poisoning, I had, like, a little,
nausea.
You know, just, like, Chinese food coma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I need to lie down or else something bad's going to happen.
Right.
So I lie down. I say, you guys go to the show. I'll meet you down there at 8:20. And I set my alarm for, like, 8:12.
Oh, my God. You fell asleep.
Close my eyes. I go into the deepest sleep I've ever had in my life.
It's the MSG.
Literally, I felt like I was cryogenically frozen.
Oh my God.
And I wake up to a whirlwind. Ashlyn's above my face and she's like, Maddie. I'm like, what's up? She's like, you're going up. And I was like, yeah, I know. And she was like, I already went up. And I was like, and we sprinted down. I had 8 missed calls from Stuart, 6 missed calls from Ashlyn, 1 text from the club manager who's like, you were supposed to be on stage 5 minutes ago. Where are you at?
Oh, my God.
We're sprinting downstairs.
It's like a bad dream.
Yeah, we're sprinting. And part of me is like, it's so far, like the walk to it was far enough away where I was like, just cancel it.
Oh my.
Ashlyn and I are running. I make Ashlyn call the club manager
and
say, she's coming.
Oh my God.
We sprinted. Stuart had to stall on stage until I got there.
I was on stage just stalling and saying random shit like, What'd you guys get each other for Christmas? What did I say? Hard-earned earnings.
We have like the tape of it, and Stuart's like, and oh, you're spending your hard-earned earnings?
Hard-earned earnings.
You said like, oh, now we all know how much money you have.
Literally sprinted down,
immediately did a set.
Oh my God. And then, at one point halfway through the set, I'm like, any word from the headliner? All right, you guys, she's coming right out soon. Don't even worry. No worries. Literally, it was
such drama.
Were people whispering?
Like, from my perspective, no one. Oh, okay. No one knew. Okay. No one knew. It just looked like I stayed on stage too long.
Okay.
They really don't know what's going on, which brings me to my next point, which I told you about San Antonio, when Stuart almost fainted. We described it a couple times on the pod.
Right.
We got the video of
it. We got the video footage. And it's
the funniest shit.
Better than you could ever see in your expect.
Life. Michael, you can pull it up for context. Stuart almost fainted, worked through a faint, but on stage just does a little 10 step and goes into sim mode.
I'm so hungry. I live in Brooklyn right now, and there's this thing called thruples. Do you guys know what those are? It's when you're kind of ugly and then you want to adopt something, you know? And I was thinking when I was like having trouble dating, I was like, maybe I should join a thruple. And
I'll give it up for Stuart, everybody. One more time, huh? I don't know what just happened.
I literally, you were going to cry laughing when you see it. I literally go, whoa.
She goes, whoa.
And then I like turn.
You already memorized.
She's literally, and the I thing with, memorized. What do you say, like that thing with dating? You say something about
I
dating.
I said like, and then I said, I'm hungry.
Yeah, you go, I'm hungry. Whoa. And then she drops the mic. And you can tell the audience has no idea because the audience is sitting there. Oh. And you can just see the back of their heads like
looking up.
Yeah, little shadows. Like.
And then CJ comes on stage, the feature comes on stage, and he's like, well, I don't know what just happened.
Give it up for Stuart. It's the funniest. So we were cracking up about that all weekend.
Oh my God. It was a good time.
Caroline,
you're going to die when you see this video. I look like shit, too. I'm like.
But it's amazing that people just did not.
No idea. Well, they were like, we thought she was doing a joke.
I mean, once I saw the video, it looks like I was fine. It looks like everything was totally fine.
Yeah. Interesting. You wouldn't know.
And then I have this smile on my face because I'm like trying to keep it together. I'm like.
You literally.
I fully was not my like a oh my robot God. Inhabited my
no,
body.
No, it was crazy.
Oh my God.
And my legs didn't bend.
And her arms are straight like this. I told her there should be like a green diamond over her doll. Head.
Literally my legs like will not give. Like you're like,
oh my God.
It's so funny.
You have to watch
wow.
it. So yeah, we had a good weekend.
It was a really good weekend. We had so a good fun. Time. We got massages, Sonnet. We were White Lotusing.
White Lotusing.
Rode the bull, partied. Maddie got on the stage and danced with these slutty dancers.
They were so slutty.
Oh my God, what were they doing? Were they the ones on the bar? Like,
yes.
So the comedy club was next to a restaurant called The Roadhouse.
Perfect. Which
I love. I'm like, yes, country things.
Yes, it was amazing, country actually. It had, like full wood. Mechanical bowl, a stage where these were people, there was a band playing covers, and then they were like, give it up for the Roadhouse girls, and they get up on
the girls,
and they're wearing denim booty shorts, fishnets.
Okay.
And like little corset,
a tank, long hair, and just whipping it around.
One of them was booty the star.
Was fire.
Okay. One of them was amazing. One of them I was like, could do without.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was fun. It was fun.
It was so fun.
I'm ready to ride out the rest of the year.
Me too. Shout out to everyone in Connecticut. Shout out to those girls that brought us weed.
Okay, so we had a couple gals bring us fucking 600 milligram Nerds rope.
Oh my God.
Half of which I ate. Yeah. I remember being on the dance floor and I was like, I feel fucking good, dude. I feel good. I was high. I was drunk. And there was one moment, you ever have, I always have dreams where like I can't open my eyes, but mm-hmm. I'm walking around. Mm-hmm. I remember one moment I was standing with Ashlyn and I was like coming out of a blackout. And I remember I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. And I was like, Ashlyn, I just got out of a blackout. And it felt like I was like trying to open my eyes.
Coming up for air.
It was crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Anyway.
It was fun. I wish you were there, Carol.
I know. We wish you were there.
I want to come to the next one.
We just padded around.
I know. I think everyone's coming to DC. So you should come to DC.
Okay. That sounds fun. Yeah. That sounds fun. Where? DC, the Improv?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Very interesting.
First DC. Y'all come out to DC.
January 20th to 22nd. Sweet. Or maybe 18th to 20. I don't know. All right, so what do we got going on, Kira?
Yeah, let's talk topics.
Let's talk. Okay, well, did you want to talk about the buccal fat removal?
What's going on with buccal fat removal?
I need to know. I have no idea what.
You've never heard of this?
I don't really know. I think it stemmed from Lea Michele's new selfie in which she has no fat on her face. I thought she was just doing like the fake. Like the face that some of us do. Mm-hmm.
I did see that selfie.
But they're saying she got buccal fat removal. Mm. And that's when you get rid of the cherub cheeks.
Right.
Oh, I think I'll be like, looking into this.
I don't know how it works.
I think they like just take out like some shit.
Can you look up how it works?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have done it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like probably all your faves. Mm-hmm. Like Hailey Bieber probably.
I think the Olsen twins.
Oh.
Oh, I thought that was just cigarettes.
Smoked. Yeah.
Well, maybe that too. But
okay. They do really.
So it says your plastic surgeon will make a small incision on the inside of your mouth on both sides of your face to expose the buccal fat pads. Your provider will press gently on the fat pads to further expose them, then cut them and remove the fat pads. Finally, your provider will close.
I can't.
Yeah.
Ew.
I can't.
I talk a big surgery game. Like I would do any of this. And
right.
But I do not. But then I hear how it works. Yeah. And I'm like, no. Right. Even like tit shit, knowing they're going in and sucking.
Have you ever seen the yellow membrane?
It literally looks like brains. It does. Yeah. It looks like brains. The inside of your tit. The inside of your tit.
Yeah.
That's why like when I feel like, I don't even like doing self tit shit because it's like, ugh, I don't like feeling the tissue.
I don't know if I'll be able to get mammograms.
It would so gross.
When do we have to start doing that?
45, I think.
Yeah.
No.
We have time.
Oh my God.
Okay, so buccal fat removal.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's just kind of talking about it because.
Yeah, because the Lea Michele selfie was so.
Right. Yeah, she looks pretty taut. Is that the word?
Yeah.
I'm a little always shocked that so many performers, like, it's kind of scary if you're, like, literally the best singer ever to fuck with your mouth.
Isn't it?
Or nose even.
Because, like, Ariana Grande has had shit on her face for sure.
Yeah.
Know,
but she did also just take musician out of her Instagram bio.
Now she's an actress.
That's what the Twitter is saying.
Performer.
Yeah, because now she's on Wicked. Now she's on RuPaul. Now she's more than just a musician.
Well, okay, wow.
Dude, her management team is setting her up to be like The Rock.
The best, like The Rock.
Yeah, just like multifaceted in everything. Like they're pivoting her early away from singing. Yeah.
Is that like the goal or is that not?
For some people, yeah.
Yeah.
If she's at her point in their career where they're like, all right, here's the point where we move you to be like more Kevin Hart, like commercials, bigger, everything.
Well, she did have
everything.
She did have a background. I mean, she did acting first, technically. Yeah. So it's like they knew that she could do that. Right. So it's almost like when you have that, you evolve to.
Say what you will about Ariana Grande, but she never disappoints. Like she doesn't fuck up. She shows up.
Profesh.
Her fans like kind of stay in their own little corner. They don't piss me off like the Swiftie fans.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I love Ariana Grande.
She's a professional girl.
You know, I had the Ari fans come after me once.
I know.
Wow.
Well, as soon as I said that, I realized that.
Oh, no. But it could have been worse.
They weren't that bad.
It could have been
worse
for how many views it got.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they would have, if they were Taylor Swift fans, your family wouldn't be alive. You would never see your sister again.
I know. Game over. What else is going on, Caroline?
We have that cyberbullying story. About the mom.
A girl's getting cyberbullied. Turned out it's her mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's abuse.
That is fucking crazy.
I would literally file for an emancipation
for
my family.
She's being charged with shit. Like, you know, stalking.
That's literally
why would her mom do that? Her mom needs to be in jail.
Maybe she tried it once and it felt good. I don't know. There's sickly people out there.
She was like the basketball coach at the school. And, like, I don't know if the daughter was, like, on played basketball, but she was, like, seemed very enmeshed in the daughter's life. like controlling. And then she like set up VPNs to like try and frame like her other girls in the school. Yeah. Meanwhile, it was fucking her. All they had to do was like an IP search. Like, yeah, it's your mom. Right. And then she admitted to everything.
That's my big, like, I would never ever troll someone. I would never ever make a fake Instagram. I would never, because I'm like, well, I don't know what fucking data people are there who could track me down. And I would be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
If someone found out I was like doing stuff from a fake account.
No, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
They just found out on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City that this woman and her husband made like a fake account. Like,
really?
Like exposed, blah, blah, blah. And the woman's husband did it. And I think the guy's kind of gay, so I'm like, whatever. But the husband and the wife had to like literally be like, we're so sorry. This is so embarrassing. And everyone's like, that's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. A lighter version is like on The Bachelor, that girl, Maddie Pruitt, she commented on her own photo, like, girl, you're so real and genuine. And it turned out it was her. It was her.
I forgot about that. That was so good.
Yeah. Dude, I would never comment anything like anonymously.
Wait, did you see Victoria Fuller is dating what's his name?
I heard
Greg
something about
Grippo.
Her. Who's Greg Grippo?
Greg is the one that got kicked off of Katie's season and he had that dramatic monologue that I famously recreated.
Oh, I remember. Oh. It's a good strategy to stay in the universe. It's good for brand 100%. Deals.
Victoria Fuller's crazy too. She's I think she dated Dave Portnoy at one point. She dated she dated like all these like this country singer. She's like, and she was like the mean girl whore of the season.
Yeah, she was.
So it's shocking that they're together. I know. I did body check Greg Grippo in the East Village.
Oh, okay.
Because
was it the woman who yelled at you today?
It wasn't him. It was giving that vibe. I actually have heard great things about Greg because he grew up with my friend in New Jersey and I'm fine with him. But him and a group of like people were like taking up this whole sidewalk in the East Village, like right by barbershop. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to get through.
Move.
And he kind of looked at me like he thought I was going to like recognize him. And I was like, you know what? Just for that look, I'm going to body check you. And I did.
Good. Good.
I love that.
That's interesting. I had something like last night. I was at Caroline's Comedy Club.
Shout out, closing.
Opening for Jeff Ross. And Caroline, the owner, she's like, I've met her a few times. It was like one of the last shows at Caroline's because it's closing. And I went up to like kind of say hi to her. And there was a man standing next to her. But she was like talking to two people. And then he was next to her. And I was like, oh, I'll linger next to because she'll see me and say hi. And I look at her and I look at the guy and I'm like, hi. And he goes, do I know you? I haven't had someone speak to me like that in years. And I was so like, I was like, no, I was going to say hi to Caroline.
Oh my God.
And I was just on the show. And I don't know if he was like related to him. And then later I made sure that she came up. She was like, Maddie. Yeah. And he was right there.
Good.
As I was like, oh my God, I was going to say hi to you before, but I got interrupted by some stuff. I don't know. Maybe it's just because the way I looked at him, because I was like, should I wait? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then I think it just came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But I was no. No. No, ugly motherfucker.
Absolutely not.
You're wearing Asics.
They're always ugly.
No offense. Take it. None taken.
Anyway, I'm done with people being like, ugh.
I'm offended because of the Asics.
Right. What else is going on before we go to our first seggy?
Let's see. We have, what did I send you?
Does your guy's skin itch in this?
Oh my God. I was itching.
All morning I've been like.
I was like, do I have bed bugs?
Okay. I don't think it's the heat. I think.
I don't have bed bugs.
It's dry skin. You would have had bites come up.
Well, and that's why my foot got all crazy. Cause I was blasting the heater on my foot.
That'll do it.
Right.
It's just dry. You need to put on lots of lotion.
And maybe my skin's exposed from the exfoliation of the massage.
And the massage
is getting itchier.
Maybe. And also I think we were inside all weekend.
Yes.
Not facing the natural, elements.
Not getting into the elements.
Facing the elements.
Pollutants on your skin.
So I got the radiator blowing.
No, I was itching.
I was scratching
crazy
all
today.
Morning.
I was like, shave your legs?
Sometimes
I get itchy when
it's like right here.
No, I
came out of the shower. I looked like fucking the heat miser.
When you scratch in the shower and then it looks you've been like
your
beat.
Back.
Like,
you see your back after scratching it? And now I got these nails. I'm like,
I actually read something that like when you're wet and like there's. Like wetness actually has.
And I'm always wet.
If you're wet,
if and when
it actually creates like more friction for certain things. So maybe that's why it's so red.
That's why I don't like shower sex.
Right.
Yeah.
It hurts your pussy.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's like ideal. Some kind of shape. Anywho.
It's not. Shower sex is not.
It's ideal. Not it. It's white trash it.
Arizona loves shower sex porn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because they're trashy.
Do.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because they're all
trashy. Smelly. Take a shower.
Porn star.
Yeah.
Lizard men. Wands. Lizard men with fucking cross tattoos.
Not a brunette right in sight.
Lizard.
The men's skin is pink. Everyone's skin is pink down there. Don't you hate a pink dude? Why are you so pink?
Well, we have an article that you sent me about car crashes.
This pissed me off.
Yeah, how women are more likely to die than men because of the dummies that they use in testing are all men shaped.
That's why the seatbelts go right over our fucking tits.
Yeah,
and just cross in between so it looks like I'm like boom boom. Yeah.
Yes, it's like a fucking bra. So this one woman, I think she's like Swedish or whatever, is like trying to take steps to like make sure we make the correct models of female dummies.
Oh, good girl.
And then like test them out and get it regulated and
you need like
part of the normal cycle.
90 different dummies. There's so many different body types for
everyone. Yeah. Well, the one they have was like only in the 5th percentile match of like a woman's body type. Yeah. And it was like equivalent of like a little girl. And they put her in the passenger seat. So it's like you need to put a fucking
in the
curvy
driver's
woman shape in the driver's seat and see what the fuck happens.
Right.
Let her
Why
take control.
Why don't they think these things through?
They don't. I don't think they just
I know.
Don't
Doesn't
think of
it
us.
Shock you that we're just driving cars that haven't been tested on all body types?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I
want to
care,
test out a car and then send it back and be like, okay, now to go crash this with my weight measurements.
Right. Yeah, totally.
I'm not going to tell you my weight. You just have to eyeball it.
Well, they're all fucking Google Gaga about safety.
I know.
But not my safety.
No, they don't really care.
I have a uterus.
I don't think they really care.
I have a baby
maker.
They
care about the numbers.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever driven without a bra on? And
Yes.
And you
yeah,
and drive over
short,
a bump and it
bump.
Hurts?
Oh, yeah.
Tit hits your face.
Like, I'm yes. like, oh God.
Yes. When I used to have like when I was trying to lose weight after a little bit of weight gain, that my tits would fucking go like all the way up.
Literally.
All the way up.
Mm-hmm. I do not drive without a bra on for that
it
reason.
Hurts.
It hurts.
It fucking
hurts.
What about turbulence on an airplane?
Walking. I can walk without. I've never been on an airplane without a bra on.
Don't do it.
Oh
girl,
Since
don't
I
do it.
Since I was 5.
Girl,
get a. Wear a bra on the airplane.
Girl, wash your hair.
Girl. Put a bra on. You want? We have New York banned sale of retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits.
You can't buy dogs, cats, and rabbits.
No, I like.
I was
going
to get a cat.
Too.
Well,
adopt.
Get you a cat. Okay. We just don't have to get it from.
You don't have to buy one for $5,000.
Oh,
you can
so
adopt one,
oh,
from the shelter.
Okay. So
you can adopt one, or you can like drive. We can like go get it from Delaware.
Yeah,
Pennsylvania.
We'll just go to Delaware.
Or like
right
steal
there.
A bodega cat.
Yeah,
yeah. Why not?
This is mine now.
This is good. There shouldn't be. Imagine
are
the
fucked up.
So does that mean like puppy stores are over?
Yeah, and then like you know, other publications were like pro puppy store. I'm like, these people are getting all their like animals from puppy mills.
Why would people be pro puppy store?
It's like a pro business. They're like, oh, I'm getting small pet owners.
No one ever buys those dogs. They go in and fucking touch
them.
And
they're
then they leave.
Over. They're like $5,000, and it's like for a little like dying.
I need to see
thing.
The numbers on the puppy store in the
I
West Village.
I need to see the numbers. Wait, is that one still open?
It's closed.
They
right?
closed and they consolidated, but I think they're
there's
no
one
longer.
Near Bloomingdale's called Pup Town or something like that.
I think I've seen that
one. It literally looks like a sugaring spa.
I think Mick Miller got his dog from there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
They're nice as like spur of the moment. Like you're rich and you just want to grab one.
Throw it in the bag.
I look forward to the day I can make an impulse dog purchase.
Yes.
Literally,
I'll grab that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can throw it in.
Yeah, throw it in.
Oh, it's buy one, get one? Okay, so that one. No, the one in the back.
Yes.
It's a little damaged.
It's like Jess having girls when she just like buys five dogs.
Yeah.
And she has the rich.
Oh my God.
BF.
Husband. So say goodbye to the pet stores and
buy pet
adopt,
stores.
Adopt, don't shop.
Exactly.
Adopt, don't shop.
Yes.
Exactly. That's and that's why
I'll
I
be
steal.
Getting my dog from one of those like trendy places that's like, it looks like it's like a free range
right.
adoption situation, mm-hmm. but it's actually
a store.
Well bred.
Full golden
It's not
doodle
a store,
breeder.
But it's like a breeder.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I don't really want to adopt. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, some purebreds are ridiculously like cute. So
yeah, but they also say purebreds are like really fucked up in the head because they're like the Targaryens.
Like, really messed up.
Yeah, they're like so inbred.
Inbred. Derp eater.
They're like full Targaryen.
Full Targaryen.
Yeah, they're
with blueberry eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. They have no thoughts.
Literally.
Yeah.
And they're like. Yeah. And they like go nuts. And it's like, yeah, because it's like a tube brain.
Yeah, because his DNA is it's like the shape of a fucking dad. Spiral.
Yeah.
Like a blob.
Yeah. Well, should we sync up a little bit?
Sure.
Sinky, sinky.
Yes. Okay. Should I get that gift? Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ashlyn's not here, but we had a gift and maybe for the...
Oh, okay. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
We got a package from our girl Sharon.
Yeah, yes, I love Sharon. Sharon. So much.
And I came Sharon. Home high the other day and got into the common snacks.
As you should.
That included a lot of gummies, but there's still things for each of us.
Oh my God, Sour Patch Ornaments. So,
that's so
nice. Caroline.
Oh my gosh. So, wait, this is a.
What the fuck?
Thing wait, ever there's done so for much me. Stuff.
Wait, there's that so much stuff. Box is very you, actually, oh, Carol.
This is Ashlyn.
Oh, cute.
Stuart.
Oh my God.
And, wait, this is fabulous.
And it says, wishing you all lovely ladies a very happy holiday season. I tried hard to get the stuff each of you would like, so I'm crossing my fingers. You'll love everything. As always, thank you for making me laugh every day. Love, Sharon. Maddie, oh please God. Do a show in California.
Noted. Sharon has the best handwriting also Sharon. I've ever seen in America.
She sent Dunkin' Donuts chocolate as well.
Oh my God, is this a dish towel? I need a new dish towel.
Oh my God, she sent me lashes.
These two candies are specifically for Stuart and Maddie.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
And
look at this.
Nerds room.
Oh my What's it God, say, that's Caroline? Amazing.
What's it
Ask
say?
Ask your doctor if a vodka and Valium is right for
that's
you.
That's perfect.
I love that.
We got high chews.
Sharon's handwriting is insane.
It's so perfect.
Sharon.
She's perfect.
Sour Patch Ornaments. And a little box for me.
She's so thoughtful.
Sharon is so
oriented.
Nice.
She's so.
Let's see what I got.
Oh my God, she sent me hair oil.
Oh, that's so funny. She sent me tweezers, which are expensive.
Yeah. So cute.
So cute.
I'm she gonna did cry. Me and Robbie.
But look at Stuart and Robbie.
That's really cute.
How'd she do this?
This is like Instagram.
She
photos.
Said, I hope Skip gets you a Tesla. Me oh too.
Wait, I know, but how did she get it on the Polaroid?
I don't know. This is so
isn't it like
cute.
Instastax or something?
It's me and it Stuart.
That's cool.
Wait, I'm hanging this up. Wait, I love that.
Wait, photo. I know, I want that one.
This is amazing. I got socks. They say Cheech and Chong.
Oh, hell yes. I got this. It says We Money.
That's so cute.
Oh my God.
This is so cute. Wait. I actually need
it. I love it. Heels facial cream. That's so weird.
I'm just using that with you.
I just told Maddie
that's
you,
so weird. Yeah, they have that.
She is fucking the Sharon. Bomb at getting gifts. Sharon is really good.
Oh my God.
Everyone watching, you need to take a fucking page out of Sharon's book. Look,
yes. She's our number
Hi,
one.
Queen.
Wait, Hi, Queen. I love that.
Thank you
Wait,
so,
that's so
much.
Cute.
We are obsessed, Sharon. Thank you.
You're nicest.
Thank you. Thank you
this
for listening.
This is the nicest thing
Thank
ever.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Hannah, for the embroideries earlier this
yes.
year. Thank you, everyone,
this
for listening.
So
we had a wonderful year. Fa la 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 la
la
la la la
la la la la
la la la la.
Okay, what candies did she get us?
Oh yeah, what's in here?
Oh my God,
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
Oh, I knew it was. I yes. I love. I love. I love. I love. I love these. I love these.
What's
Andy's?
Have you never had one of these?
Is it like peppermint patty?
It's like peppermint,
but
like little
better.
Squares.
And these ones have mint cookies in them. Aww. They're so good.
They're fire.
And we also got Dunkin' like little chocolates.
I'll have a Sour Patch Kid now.
And there's some Nerds ropes in here
so
and high chews. Thank you, Sharon, so much. Delicious, delicious, delicious.
Thoughtful.
We love you guys.
Love you.
And shout out to our solo guy who was at Comics Roadhouse this weekend.
Oh, yeah, he was so nice.
So nice.
Love him.
Was that the guy who reached out on Discord?
Yeah.
I think so.
Is it someone from Boston?
So. Yeah.
Oh my God, nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what are we going on? What are we syncing up about
today?
He said
he gets on the elliptical and I'm like, oh, I need to do that. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay, so the question was, have you ever been cyberbullied or bullied?
Like, no.
Okay.
Like, no, but I've been like, I've been 21st century bullied and like mm-hmm. ignored on purpose
right.
and not like left out of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been passive aggressively bullied.
Okay.
I haven't been directly. Right. Because by the time we went to high school, it was like, bullying is bad.
Right.
So they're just bullied in different ways by not even like acknowledging us. That's worse.
Oh my God, it's worse because then you can't call it outright.
No, I know. Yeah. They're like, what? Am I supposed to talk to you?
They're like, what do you, they gaslight.
They gaslight. So I haven't really been bullied. What about you guys?
Yeah, definitely. But not like anything. I agree with you. In high school, it wasn't really in to bully.
Yeah.
I've also been on the other side, unfortunately. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Tell us everything.
It's never like I'm the bully. It's just like I will be in like the group of friends.
That bully.
Not really anything specifically bullying. It's just like, not really specifically bullying, just like making fun of stupid people, which I do to this day.
I have bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there will be someone annoying and then I'll like kind of cut them out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody's being funny, and I'll force my friends to cut them out.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, am I the bully?
I think we're the bully.
It's me. Hi, I'm the bully. It's me.
No, but in elementary school, middle school, we like, everyone was really bullied. I was really bullied when I was little, and I used to sob and cry like every day. Like they all thought, like the teachers talked to my parents, they were like, it's an issue. And now I don't really cry ever. So
you got all your tears.
I broke my tear ducts.
No tears left to cry.
But I would be like, Randy made me cry. Right. And I would just be like sobbing. But okay, here's a funny story. We had honesty box.
Oh my God.
Oh.
My God.
I got really cyberbullied in the honesty box.
Really?
Like really bad. And I did find out one of them was one of my friends.
Honesty box is in your AIM profile where people say stuff?
It was on Facebook. It was on Facebook and you could write whatever. And like a few people wrote really horrible things. Like about my dad. Oh. About like.
How'd you find out it was your friend?
She like told me 3 years later. She was like, oh, LOL, that was me joking.
What was she saying?
Like a horrible thing.
It's
like,
not just joking.
No, I just think it was like her being mean and like weird.
Okay, like, having a problem.
But we would be mean and weird. And then I also got bullied. Basically, you were not allowed to join Facebook unless you were in high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like social suicide. Yeah. Like, you could, like the day you started high school, you could like join.
Right.
I had been friends with like two girls that were like a year older than me because we'd ridden the bus together.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually a set of triplets. Insane. Disgusting. Shouldn't happen.
Twins.
Should get be aborted.
You're disgusting.
And these two of the twins, and then they had become friends with this like whole group of friends that I kind of knew a lot of them because I did like theater with one of them, and they were like the cool girls, whatever. Right. Me and my friend joined Facebook like the day we graduated middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like not allowed. So we got like the shit bullied out of us on Facebook. They were like, or it was on MySpace actually. It was like, Stuart and I think they're so blah, 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 blah. Like talked so much shit, completely called us. Like it was full cyberbullying, like like insane cyberbullying. And then now they all want to fucking follow me on Instagram.
Everyone requested to follow me on Instagram. All the cool people who ignored me are fucking messaging me. Don't forget about class of 2010.
This one girl, I'm not gonna say her name obviously, but she like was such a bitch to me. And then now she's like responding to my Instagram stories. I'm like, no.
Oh my God, I love this. No. Oh my God, shut up.
Hilarious.
Caroline, were you bullied?
I was like, it was like both for me. So it's like hurt people, you know what I mean?
Right, that's the thing.
100%.
But in high school, actually no, we used to have this thing like called Picture Trail before like Facebook really came out. And it was like you posted your photos and people could comment anonymously.
I didn't make it to the Arkansas. Yeah,
no, because it literally was like vicious. People were like, would like fat shame, skinny shame, all this like rumors, and that was pretty traumatizing. But then in high school, there was this guy that my friend, I forget how she met him actually, but he was from the town over, and we used to like harass the shit out of him online, and like my friend used to like send him like got his address, sent him publications in the mail from like these like
that's hilarious.
Like, and he like got like, he started like, it was a joke. Mm-hmm. We were just kidding.
He killed himself?
No, no, Caroline. No. But he tried to file like a restraining order against the friend, my friend, and And but then one time we were like, no, like, let's be real, like, we really like you, like, we're your friend, and like, we like went to the movies with him and like this, whatever,
fucking Heather's,
because he used to like pick us up and like take us where we like wanted to go, right.
His and mom was really freaking the
his
fuck.
Mom was, yeah, like, right? What the fuck is this mail?
That's
like, it was like piling up.
Oh,
like,
my,
and
god.
He's like, I know it's you. And we're like, no, we don't.
Oh my god, it's a thriller for him.
And who amongst us has done the one side of the thrill?
Who hasn't?
If he had like, what, like, if he was like bigger than us, we would like, he was like this kind of little shrimpy guy. Mm-hmm. So we used to do it and talk, because he used to do whatever we wanted. Like, if we want to,
now
like,
he's an incel. Like,
yeah, but like, we like
he
want to get
women
ice cream
on the internet because of you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, I love that you bullied a man.
Yeah,
yeah, actually, I know.
But like, he actually didn't deserve to be bullied. He was actually like not a mean person, but like kind
who
of
does?
A pathetic human being. But like, we just kept fucking with, because like, we needed to get around. Sometimes we needed a ride,
right?
And yeah, like, he would literally be like, I'm never giving you a ride. And he, no, it's done. I'm like, we're like, please, please. And he'd be like, fine, I'm like, I'll be right, give me 5 minutes. Like, he would never say no to us. But then he like fucking lost his shit. And then like, Jeannie was like, oh my god, I think I'm gonna get into legal trouble.
That's hilarious.
That does. And then we like went cold on him. We're like, oh my god, hey,
how are you?
That's weird. Actually really funny.
That reminds me, like, in musical theater, we would gang up on people. I forgot about that part.
Yeah,
we would fucking be so mean. Yeah, I was a bully. I was definitely a bully. Like, when
it
I became
a while for the memory
now
to jog.
I'm thinking, I always forget about like the drama club people. I was, yeah, dude. I would like, we would be in the back. Like, we would just make fun of everyone.
Yeah,
and then we would do the thing where then we would all of us would hang out, and we would stay till 5 a.m. just making fun of everyone in chorus.
Yeah.
Just making fun of everyone.
100%.
And when I get back to chorus, that person would like speak, and everyone would be like,
yeah, literally.
That was
so. I was definitely in the gang of like bulliers in musical halls, and
sometimes it's so fun.
Like, it was fun.
I was usually like, I always was like, felt bad if someone was getting bullied, because like, it sucks. Yeah. But sometimes if the person was being funny and like, they were pointing out something that was like obviously true.
That's kind of we're elevated bullies.
I like a fun bully.
I'm like in women's chorus. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a girl who I was friends with and used to like make fun of everyone, mm-hmm, and whisper in my ear about it. And I would burst out laughing, mm-hmm, in the middle. And then I would get in trouble because of singing. Right. And then I'd be like, it's not me. Like,
dude, it's so hard to sing when you're trying not to laugh.
She would and pretend like she was doing nothing. She's like, pants me. Right. She used to pull my pants down.
We pretty much bully everyone we come in contact with.
Actually, now that, yeah.
She used to flick her toenails.
Like, we walk away from something and we're like, okay, disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right
and
here?
We fuck with them the whole time.
We bully everyone we meet.
We bullied Robbie.
Yeah, we did bully
like CJ. Hours.
We bullied Rudy for a long time.
Rudy.
For men, I feel like less bad.
No,
her.
There's a power dynamic.
I don't feel bad.
We're
just, you know.
I mean, they don't.
If they can't handle it,
they don't
it,
care if we die in a car accident. Clearly, so,
if they can't handle it, then
if they can't handle it, it's on them.
Right.
A man who gets offended at women. I remember my ex used to be like, because my sister is very like playful, like, nice outfit, like very roasty kind of. And my mom too. They'll be like, girls just waking up, like that kind of light.
Yeah.
And my ex would be like, oh, your sister really just says what she wants. And I was like, get the fuck over it.
They're so thin
skin. Like, anytime a guy gets super, like, by girls, like me and you making fun of Rudy, just being playful, like if he was like, seriously, needs to stop.
That would be crazy.
I would be like, come on, we're just girls.
Yeah.
That would be a red flag.
We're just girls. That's a red flag, I think. When girls are poking at a dude in a fun way, mm-hmm, it means we've welcomed you in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
It's like, play with us.
And so for my ex, to be like, is she just like, I don't know. It's just like,
that's
like
weird
to say something. I'm like, ew.
That says a lot.
Go away.
In so few words.
Or like him and I would be like walking to McDonald's and I'm like, flip flops. Okay. And he's like, really have to make fun of everything I do? Come on.
Come on. I would be like, yeah, flip flops.
Yeah. It's October. It's October.
Yeah. I have to make fun of everything you do.
Yeah.
Or
I have
else
to.
This relationship will not last.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my love language.
Right.
So. Sorry.
It is. It's we bully out of love.
Out of love.
Okay.
It's love. And it's good training for the field.
I agree.
Honestly. Of life.
You gotta protect yourself.
I was like on both sides of bullying at all times. Like, we just didn't really.
I definitely bullied. There was this chick that who was like really annoying. But then I felt bad because she was like the new girl. But she used to like copy everything I did. I'd be like, stop copying me.
Yeah.
And I would like hold like teacher conferences about
her copying,
like, her copying me.
I had a girl named, I feel bad, second grade who would copy everything I did.
Yeah.
Or second to fourth grade. Yeah. Monica.
And it would be so
things really started fizzling after a while.
Monica.
I was like, you stole my introduction paragraph word for word.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like a Mad Lib that the teacher gives you about how to write it.
Would she copy like what you wore?
More so like my work. She was like teacher's pet, and I was really smart. Yeah. And she would like copy my work.
This girl used to copy my drawings.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm like, you stole my drawing. It was my unique trademark drawing, doodle. And you stole my doodle.
You stole my drawing.
That's what it was like.
I'm a huge copier. I spent my entire
life. I like to copy now. Yeah, now it's like, oh, I'm like not original at all.
No, I meant like literally homework.
Oh,
I always had a deal with the person. I mean, they would get annoyed after a while.
They get annoyed after a while because I was the one getting copied. Annoyed. And I remember like in freshman year of high school was when I first started being in classes with older people because you could like get into bio early or whatever and like advanced French and shit like that. So I would have older people in my class and I was like, ooh,
oh, and they would
Ryan Duff is friends with me. And then I remember one day being like, no, you're bothering me.
Yeah, they would cheat.
He was like, Maddie, you got those? And I was like, I know. Ew, dude.
I had a dude that used to cheat off of me in math who was older. He was like like hot dude. And I'd be like, good luck, because I used to fail every test.
Hilarious.
And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't
good
know
luck what, cheating
just
on me.
Just because I'm younger in this class doesn't mean I know what's going on.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People would start getting real. I copied off my friend in chemistry and at one point, me and my friend Caroline would partner up with our friends Corey and Ashton that were really smart, and we would. And then one time, Corey and Ashton turned on us, and they were like, "We're not partnering with you guys. You guys be partners." And we were like, "Ah!"
That was
because we couldn't do anything.
No, I know you can't do anything.
Hard. So we were like, "Fuck,
dude!" I've had lab partners where we're both stupid, and we're both like, "I don't know."
Yeah,
lab is so hard too.
Yeah, Corey and Ashton threw us to the wolves that day.
I
think I set my hand on fire that day with the Bunsen burner.
Oh, my God.
It was a hard day. Just to get out of it. I was like, let me just set my hand on
fire. Right, totally. Take your goggles off.
Get out of school.
The eye washes. So dramatic.
Yes, so dramatic.
So like thing that you pull.
They're like,
We don't have working water in this school or not rats, but by all means have 45 eye washes.
45 eye washes. We never once do a lab that you have to wear goggles in, but literally, we do a whole safety thing at the beginning.
Oh my God.
I know.
So dumb.
Ugh, chemistry was so hard.
Dude. I liked chemistry.
Really? Horrible.
It's like beyond. It's like, I don't know. I can't see these atoms. I don't know molecule. I don't understand this movement. I don't.
Yeah.
Solid, my liquid, brain gas, is like
carbon periodic table. I don't know what an element is.
Right.
I don't know what hydrobonding is.
Right.
Then you start getting into organic chemistry with the
organic
hydrogen
chemistry
and all
this is shit. Kind of annoying.
That's when it gets annoying.
Yeah.
I don't
the drawing
know
out of
things.
The shit and the connecting the H.
I
was not grasping it.
I could do art history and basic math.
Okay.
Art history. I can't do basic math anymore.
I can't really
I can barely do shit. You know. So
yeah. I can write a sentence. I can use the correct your and yours.
Yeah, me too.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, true.
All right. Well, I feel like we're synced up, you girls.
I feel sinky.
Stuart, do you have any to be dating to cover later?
Okay. I do want to go into one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What we're gonna do is we are going to predict what I'm getting for Christmas. Okay, I have boyfriend Christmas present drama.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're going to predict what I'm getting for Christmas on the Patreon.
That's great.
And then we'll do it. And then we'll what I wanted versus what I got.
Okay, sounds
good.
Okay,
love that. All right,
let's go to our second segment.
Oh, it's sound off.
I like this one.
Okay, I like decided. Well, I was like, let's do winter sounds, and then once I started doing it, I'm like, there's not that many winter
sounds.
Yeah,
it's like
a barren desert. Yeah. But I found some.
Okay, I'm ready.
And let me know what you think.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's the first one.
Me, us scratching our legs. My dry ass pussy being scratched. In the dry heat.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like having to have sex with a guy after like 10 beers.
or a guy's bed sheets when you crawl into them.
Oh my God.
Hotel bed sheets.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, the starchy.
Or the
crunch. Is this someone walking on snow? Is that what it is?
It's like ice cracking.
I don't like this really.
Okay. I can go to the next one if you want.
That's That's
I sort of hate the crunch of snow.
This is my ego shattering when somebody tells me it's okay, I got it.
Yeah. Like, this is us crunching on $25 orange chicken that tastes like it's from literally, Trader Joe's.
Literally. That's my stomach after the hot and sour soup.
Baron.
Just crunching down there.
Okay.
That's literally how my stomach sounds.
Crunchy tummy. Oh, sorry. 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 Oh, my God. Oh, here's the next one.
Oh, it's a quarter.
Let's see.
That's me waxing.
Yeah.
Unwrapping presents. That's what it was.
Oh, that's what that's unwrapping presents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's me opening a condom before not using it.
This is what I did to money in college.
Yes.
Yeah. I burned it.
Spend it. Absolutely. That's me opening my new Shein.
Yeah, me opening my new boots from Nasty Gal for $15.
Oh my God, here's some drama. We're out to dinner, or we're out to drinks on Friday night at the, or Thursday night at the casino, and Stuart's wearing her green soled boots from Bottega slash, you know,
slash China.
Slash China from Bochina.
And get into
the,
it.
The server comes up. She's like, I love your boots. Are they from Forever 21? Stuart literally was like,
are they from Forever? These are,
how dare.
Granted, they're fake.
But they're they're
good Bottega fakes.
Yeah, you should know.
Still, like, expensive.
That's your reference point.
You should have seen
point.
Stuart. She was like...
I was like...
That's how my brain sounded. It was like... my face just started shattering off.
I
was
Ashlyn like, and I looked at each other like, code red.
Yeah.
Code red.
They almost had to take me back.
I was like, change the subject.
They almost had to take me back to the room.
I was like, how's the spinach artichoke dip?
And the poor waitress was trying to be so cute and friendly. And she was like... And I go... These are Bottega.
Yeah.
Does she even know that? She probably thought Bottega is the name of a pasta dish.
I don't.
Or something.
Yeah, probably.
She thinks that's where you buy cigarettes.
She probably thought it was the Atlantic City Bottega.
Yeah,
Bottega.
Right.
The corner Bottega.
I'm performing at the Bottega this weekend. 1 week at the Hard Rock.
Oh my God.
Have you guys watched the Lindsay Lohan Christmas?
No,
video?
I'm gonna watch it with my sister this week.
So she has like a fake brand, and it's Balenciaga.
Hilarious.
She's like, not on my new Balenciaga.
Hilarious.
Or maybe it's Balenciaga, but I don't know. I was crying.
I will be watching.
She's like, my.
I will be watching.
That's the funniest thing ever.
She's like, my new Balenciaga.
So cute.
Wait, whoever like came up with that was probably like
hilarious.
Goo goo gaga.
Goo goo gee.
Gucci galaki.
That's great. What else do we have?
Okay, let's see. Okay.
Me cracking a boy's nuts.
This is me, under 70 degree weather.
Yeah.
Me sleeping over at a guy's place.
Oh my
with
God.
With one bed sheet.
Looking at him, sleeping soundly.
At noon, and you're like, I have so much to do today, but I don't want to leave in case you never call me again.
Literally, I'll stay until you pick me out. I'll stay.
Paper towel is great as a pillow.
Wow.
Anytime you sleep at a friend's house in high school.
Wait, one time, I slept at, this was me sleeping at Megan Queeren's house in eighth grade, and she had no blankets, and we used a a seat cushion as a blanket.
Dude, I used to hate
literally
that. I used to be like,
and she was like in the bed all comfortable.
I'm like, I live a mile away, why am I here? And then you would feel cold for like 3 days,
and I fought to
after
be there
that kind of night.
Mom, everyone's sleeping over,
right?
You fought to be there.
I fucking slept on a concrete floor with like a plastic cushion. Bag,
and you fall asleep for a little bit, you wake up again cold, your hips on fire because you're sleeping on the floor.
Oh yeah.
I used to have the worst nights, and then you can't pee because the mom's like in the kitchen.
Ew.
You guys, I stayed at this one girl's house once, and she was like beautiful, like even when we were like in fifth grade, like she like looked like a model,
right?
And she like I still follow her on Instagram actually. We literally, I wanted to spend the night at her house, and her mom was like divorced, and like her mom was really hot. Her mom was gorgeous. I actually wanted to change my name to Kelly after her mom for a while.
Kelly mom.
Yeah,
love a hot Kelly.
But this girl was a fucking little bitch, and she literally made me sleep on the floor covered in stuffed animals, and she wouldn't
a blanket.
What, like a beach, like getting buried at the beach?
Like literally stuffed animals instead of a blanket. And then we couldn't turn the lights out.
So you did get bullied.
Yeah, this is
that's
bullying.
Like torture.
This was literally
trauma.
Bullying.
That's bullying.
This was trauma. Teasing. And she wouldn't let this us turn the lights off because she said her cat would run into the wall. And I was like, what about a nightlight?
She doesn't
even
have a cat.
So then she had like a face mask, and I just had to sleep with the bright lights on and like
ew, and then you have to like wake up and have like shit breakfast at like your friend's house, and like
and
they
their
don't
food's
have real-
not good.
Well, the food was always better than my house. Right.
So maybe it's worth it.
I did
I'm
it for
always
the food.
Just like, I want to get away with this family. I don't want to see parents in sweatpants.
I don't want to hear
parents ask like tell their kids what they have to do today because it makes me uncomfortable because my mom has no idea what's going on with my life. And it might be really uncomfortable for the mom to be like, you have soccer at 2.
Ew.
Your shin pads are in there. And I'm like, my mom would never. It always used to make me feel like a fucking little like orphan Oliver Twist.
Like I was so alienated.
Yeah.
And
I felt alienated.
I felt in the way. I'm like, you invited me here to sleep over and I don't want to like have whole milk in my cereal.
Exactly.
And I have to pretend like I like it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I can't wait to go home and
you know
have
me, I had a
food.
Turkey bacon household. I would go to people with full fucking fat bacon.
Oh. Yeah.
I say, we don't eat this.
Milk. Yeah, or you go to people
see,
who are on diets.
See, anything was better than my house, so I just
always.
Okay.
Right.
But sometimes
I hate when you go to someone's house and you feel like you have to follow them around everywhere.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, stop following me. I'm like,
and you're like, what? I don't know where to go.
Stop moving.
No,
sit down.
Yeah, stop changing rooms.
Would you guys do the thing where you're like, well, I'm the guest. So
I'd be like, what am I supposed to do?
You
go talk to your brother?
I'm your guest.
Well, the parent would be so awkward. They'd be like, let her pick because she's the guest.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, you know the girl was a bully and she's gonna like beat the shit out of you if you
right.
if you pick something, so you're like, oh no, it's fine.
No, hairspray is good again.
Yeah.
Oh my god, watching the worst movies over and over again.
Over it.
Oh, dude, we went through some like Friends were not like it's once we started learning like a friend was dumb or like
I know what? Not it.
Not it.
2 hours into a sleepover.
And then you still, your parents didn't really understand, so you still had to hang out with them.
I know.
Like that's what happened to me with this girl with the stuffed animals. Like I still had to hang out with her. Like,
I remember announcing to my family, I'm not hanging out with this girl anymore. She's mean to me. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh. And then I had to like come out and say it. I had
boundary
to come out
queen.
And say it.
I said that to a girl once. I'm like, you're mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Right.
And she fucking lost her shit.
Really?
And I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm going to be just honest and straightforward. She's like, why haven't you called me? I'm like, to be honest, you're kind of a bitch.
How old were you?
I think it was like middle school. But she had like no, and after that she like went to boarding school, but she really was like kind of a,
yeah,
but I was like never and
right,
you can't be,
that's brave.
I regretted it. I was like,
no,
I'm like,
I regret not doing that.
No,
yeah,
the slow fade sometimes is easier.
Yeah definitely.
I'm the queen of the slow fade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
All right, let's do one more sound.
Okay, wait.
Oh, that was Maddie with her nails this weekend.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I have a new personality now. I just got a job as a receptionist just so I can use the nails.
Oh, the best is waitressing when you can click it on
the
board.
Screen.
All right, so I'll just leave the bill here.
All right, this is the last. So.
Oh.
Sorry. Bad sound.
This was me walking through the hallowed halls of the Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, I was
feeling at the Vatican.
It really is. Like, you look up the Sistine Chapel.
Like, the American. And I just look over and an old woman is just smoking out of her neck hole.
There's a guy on a scooter.
There's a guy on a scooter with Johnny
hat.
Rockets.
Fucking Vietnam veteran just rolling right by you.
You didn't know about the coyote?
You didn't know there was a wolf?
And the wolf?
This is me running to my set after sleeping.
Yeah. This is my head on stage. I was thinking it was literally like a movie.
Yeah.
Like me being just like blah 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 on stage, and then you and Ashton like
crazy.
Like running.
It was crazy.
Casino.
We were sprinting.
And then he just
gone
like,
faster. I could have gone faster.
Ashton sprinted getting
yeah,
you.
She did.
Was it a fast walk or a run?
It was like a nah.
And I timed it when I went. It was like approximately 3 minutes to get.
Yeah.
On a good day, though.
But our hotel was like in the tower, so we had to go down through the lobby, through the whole thing.
A labyrinth.
It was a
full labyrinth. And then you have to like wait for the elevator, and it could stop on every floor. You never know.
You never fucking know.
Caroline, I wish you had been there. It was so fucking funny.
I feel like I should have been there. I was like, I have a ton of work to do.
It was
so
funny.
And then I was like, I probably could have just, the work doesn't matter. I was like, it matters to me. I'm like, no, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Maddie poking her head out after. I was like, and your headliner's
here. It was a sliding door, too. I was like.
I was like.
Yes. I was so like delirious on stage too.
You crushed disoriented.
I had tau in my stomach.
Oh my god.
The shit that came out of my body the next day, it was liquid. Isn't it so weird shitting liquid?
Yes.
Doesn't that feel so weird?
It's not great.
No.
I hate shit splatter.
I hate that. The splatter. And you can only do it in a solo bathroom.
Yeah.
Because at the Michael Jordan Steakhouse, I was going to go in and shit. There's a fucking attendant.
There's an attendant when you're trying to shit.
I was like, I'll give you $10 to leave.
Oh my. Yeah. Go fuck off.
Especially when it's liquid, you know it's going to make a big
ass. Also, public bathrooms used to like play music.
They're so quiet now.
They're like quiet. I'm like, play music. Play music. I feel comfortable.
Have some Carol. This should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This should be while I'm taking
That should be
shit.
Playing while I take a towel shit.
Yeah.
You guys, my work bathroom, like, I'm like, when can I
shit?
Yeah. Like, you have to time it perfectly.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. And I used to like take laxatives and I would time it out when I'm shitting. Wow. Oh, that's more extreme.
Okay, TMI. Jane Didion.
Joan Didion. Jane. Coke. Sorry. Jane.
All right. Whoa. Shall we move on to the Patreon?
Sure.
Where can we find you guys?
On to the Patreon. You can find me. Saying whoa and stumbling off a stage.
You can find me sucking out my buck all fat and then serving it for dinner with my gravy.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Cheeks. Mm-hmm.
You can find me cyberbullying young men.
You can find me cyberbullying my kids.
Yeah, my
Hell
kids.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.